Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Climate change is one of the defining environmental challenges of our time. Each of us needs to help protect the environment and support the transition to a cleaner economy, moving toward carbon neutral goals. As artificial intelligence plays an increasingly important role in our everyday lives, AI cloud software can help accelerate our goals to become carbon neutral sooner by controlling how much energy consumption within our buildings. Parity Energy Management Platform is a sound solution to helping not only to reduce carbon emissions, but lowering energy costs typically in the 20 to 30% range. Here today to tell us more about the company and the technology behind Parity is CEO and co-founder, Mr. Brad Pilgrim. Mr. Pilgrim, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Eric.
You bet, and looking forward to hearing all the details here today. Thanks for your time. So tell us, for starters, tell us more about Parity, how the company was founded, and the overall goal of the company.
Yeah, thanks. The company was founded about 4 years ago, and really I met my co-founder, and it was really solving a personal problem. I lived in a condominium at the time, and I saw a very steep fee increase of almost 20%. And you know, coming from the solar world, I knew a bit about energy and that, you know, buildings must have an opportunity to be more efficient. And when I asked our condo board about it, they said, "We've done everything. We've changed our LED light bulbs." And that was it was a bit of a light bulb moment that the understanding of energy efficiency, I think, in these buildings was slim to none. I met my co-founder through a LinkedIn post, coincidentally, and 6 months later we had a working product, and yeah, the rest is sort of history. But I guess to expand on a bit about what we do, Parity designs HVAC operating algorithms for high-rise buildings to effectively manage the HVAC output and save energy, and obviously lower the CO2 emissions with that.
Yeah, thanks for giving us some of the highlights and the overview of the company, Parity, and your overall goal there. Thanks so much for that. Now, kind of backing up just a tad, how did you actually get into the energy field?
Yeah, it's a good question. I have to say, I did sort of stumble into it. A friend of mine was working for a portable solar company, and I had just sort of finished my last engagement with a business that I had started many years ago. And he sort of mentioned to me, you know, we have an opportunity for someone to help us expand across Canada. And, you know, it's this great portable solar product. And, you know, he told me all sort of the benefits of it. And it was really around the mission of the company, was to, you know, use renewable energy for, you know, sort of small personal purposes like charging phones, you know, being able to be remote and, you know, charge cameras and run laptops. And you know, the founders of that company were what really brought me to it. You know, they had a vision of, you know, being able to deliver this equipment to anybody in the world and be able to, you know, use renewable energy, you know, in the capacity that we could use it in at the time, to obviously help make the planet better. And once I heard that, something changed, and I said, it feels purposeful. I want to wake up in the morning and do this. I think this is a big problem to solve, and that combined with obviously climate change and being very topical, I sort of found my footing, and I've been here ever since.
Now, if you would also tell us more about energy efficient software as a service and how it is the best way to lower emissions, get into some of those details.
Yeah. I'm not sure it's the best way to you know, lower emissions, but it definitely, you know, the industry that we're in, it definitely does produce a lot of it. Actually, across North America, buildings produce almost 40% of CO2 emissions. So when we look at the problem that existed in buildings, we really started out at, you know, the first principles of how are buildings built, you know, what are they made of, how are they equipped with equipment, what things are taken into consideration when you're building those types of buildings. And what we found was buildings ran a bit like, a coffee maker, 24/7, 365. So if you sort of take that analogy and understand it, you know, whenever you want coffee, 24 hours a day, you know, 365 days a year, you just put your cup underneath and it fills it up. Now, we know that that doesn't necessarily make sense because we don't drink coffee all day long, but, you know, being able to predict when someone wants one at, you know, maybe it's 9 a.m. and 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, you can obviously start the coffee maker at 8:30 so that it's ready for 9, shut it off at 9:30. And then at 1 o'clock, you can turn it back on so that you're still getting what you demand and what you want when you want it, but you're not being inefficient the other, you know, 95% of the time. And really how that allies into buildings is that's really how buildings were built. Buildings are crewed for peak, and they're equipped to assume 95% occupancy and be able to produce all the critical elements in a building to meet that demand. But when demand changes and it fluctuates, buildings were just not equipped in a way to respond to that demand in a smart, efficient, and reliable way. And where we saw the gap wasn't necessarily on the hardware side, it was more on the software and control side. So we set out to build a better operating system for these buildings, and that's really where we play in the sort of energy efficient software world.
Now, not only does the energy efficient software as a service lower emissions, but also it helps to bring down costs and has an immediate impact on fees. Expand on that a little further, if you would.
So, again, I'll use my personal experience. Living in a condominium, energy represented almost 40% of our operating budget. And that's quite a lot. And now that's, you know, based on a myriad of different things. In the Northeast, North America, and United States, we have quite high energy intensity. So we need a lot of energy to heat our buildings, and we need a lot of energy to cool our buildings. And now, obviously, the more energy you need and the more density there is in those cities, this really seems to be there's a relationship between density and energy intensity and the cost of those commodities. So when we look at that problem, we really look at, well, where is it hitting the bottom line? And what we found in the multifamily industry was it was hitting a lot of homeowners like myself, like a lot of people that work at Parity and live in these cities and, you know, like to live in these cities. So, you know, when we set out to do this, we were really thinking about ourselves and our investments. You know, a lot of people that buy a home or they buy a condo, it's their greatest investment. And not understanding how to optimize that investment through operating costs, you know, seemed like just not a smart way to invest. You know, you wouldn't necessarily invest into a, you know, a mutual fund if you had no idea what it cost to operate it or what your fees were. So we sort of took that approach and said, you know, how are we helping ourselves and helping other people that have a similar problem?
Really appreciate your visit with us here today and the information shared so far today. We're joined by Mr. Brad Pilgrim. He is the CEO and co-founder of Parity, one of the first AI-powered energy management platforms for multi-residential buildings to eliminate energy waste in buildings. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, you say traditional and smart building technologies plays a critical role in safeguarding people's health and also improves overall sustainability and increases energy efficiency. How does the technology aid in all of these three areas? Get into some of those details as well.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. It's a very detailed answer, so I'll try and summarize it for everyone. You know, anything we live in our homes, and you know, there's a lot of things in our homes, I'd say in today's world, that have become more topical. Things like indoor air quality, you know, the availability of knowing that, you know, you have good indoor air quality. So I'll concentrate on that for a second. If you live in a condominium, you have a lot less control, or an apartment building, you have a lot less control over, you know, what exactly you're getting from your home, and you have a lot less information. Real estate technology is only really, you know, starting to catch fire. And a lot of these things, as condo owners or as homeowners, we don't really think about. And health is obviously quite topical these days, seeing as, you know, we've gone through a sort of once in a 100-year event. But what Parity does in a building is we actually ensure that the quality of the building and the quality of its residents are always striving to meet, you know, 100%. So I'll give you an example. You know, air is pushed into a building because we all breathe out CO2. Now, CO2 is counted in parts per million, and CO2 above 1,000 parts per million can actually cause issues. It can cause headaches. It can, you know, lower or impair the cognitive ability for children to learn. It can, you know, lower your productivity. And without having a system like Parity in your building, you would never know when maybe those things weren't operating correctly, or when you weren't getting the proper airflow or the proper fresh air coming in. So that's just, you know, one piece of how we're keeping buildings more informed, using data, and obviously using a reliable operating system to ensure its residents are receiving that fresh air and are feeling comfortable with the health of the building.
Certainly some super coverage on that, and really appreciate your response. Most helpful as well. Now, COVID-19 has been challenging to a lot of businesses, and everyone is looking to cut costs, obviously. Parity's technology can reduce energy costs by up to 30%. That seems to be a tremendous benefit for any business. If you would tell us how that actually works.
So when we're operating in a, you know, a building, and we're looking at you know, the sort of average demand and how the building is currently working. And, you know, I will admit, you know, we go into some buildings that are very well taken care of. But I'd say for the vast majority of buildings, you know, there's a long way to go before they sort of get to their level of, you know, Parity, which is zero energy waste. When we approach a building and we sort of look at the current operating systems of that building, what we largely find is that, you know, almost 50% of the building's operating energy is wasted. Now, we can't capture all of that 50% right now, but there is ways in the future where we could develop and introduce other technologies to be able to get much, much closer to that sort of energy parity. So right now we take the approach of just looking at systems and trying to build a designed algorithm to operate it when we have certain indicators that are telling us, hey, the building doesn't need this much hot water right now, or the building doesn't need this much cooling right now, or the building doesn't need this much air right now. And so the algorithm that we design is actually able to control on its own the piece of equipment in the building that is supplying that critical utility. And when we measure the difference between how the building was running without Parity and how it is running with Parity, we're able to see the impact of those from a CO2 perspective, an operating cost perspective, but right down to the process level from a electricity and gas perspective. That's quantified on our platform, turned into a report, degree day weather adjusted, and sent to our customer, where they can ultimately see the result and what we've been able to achieve for them.
Now, currently you're in Canada in the New York market. Are there any other markets you're looking to expand in this year in 2021, or any locations or markets that we should be aware of that you're looking to enter into?
I'm concentrating a lot on our U.S. expansion and obviously, our big push into New York right now. New York's it's a very large market when it comes to buildings. If anybody's ever been to Manhattan, you know, it's hard to see a couple city blocks without seeing, you know, a couple hundred buildings. I do plan over the next few years to be in almost every major city in the Northeast. That is largely based on energy intensity, cost of commodities, and the regulatory environments are quite favorable. A lot of people are making a big push for ESG and lowering CO2 emissions. But for 2021, I've got more on my plate in New York City and in Toronto, where we continue to see explosive growth, that I'm going to stick with those two right now.
Certainly exciting times for the company and also making a great impact within the industry and the space. Awesome stuff there. Now, looking at business in general, what do you feel are a few business challenges a company would be or is facing during this time in the pandemic?
I mean, I can only speak to what I have experienced, but I think, personally, what I can tell you is during this time, it's been quite distracting. Everything from the news to, what's happening globally to, vaccines. And I think businesses are probably just having a tougher time getting their customers and maybe some of their employees just to try and pay attention to really what they're trying to achieve. And I'd say, for any business, it's we're all feeling it. I think some obviously greater than others, but right now I think it's a very unknown sort of world, and I think it's obviously going to change drastically in the future, and businesses will have to adapt and understand is the way they were doing things the same way that they're going to be doing things in the future. But yeah, I can just speak to my sort of personal experience, and that's just getting people to pay attention again and understand, we need to move forward and really keep solving the problems that existed before the pandemic and obviously still here during the pandemic.
Yeah, we certainly can learn from your personal experiences, and thanks for your input there. That is helpful. If you don't mind, provide some tips on what companies can do to be successful during these challenging times.
Companies, at least again, like mine, I don't pretend to understand the inner workings of every different company and the challenges they're dealing with. But what I can speak to is, make sure that your people are supported and you're understanding what their needs are. A team makes a company. I spend more than 50% of my time making sure I have the right team members in place and making sure that their health and well-being are top of mind. So I'd say, for most companies, just simply reaching out to a team member that you feel, might be isolated or struggling, or just, having open conversations around how people are feeling and, is it affecting productivity and how the company can improve. That would be my sort of overarching recommendation, is ensure your team is in good working condition and obviously try and, see yourself through it and learn from the experience and rebuild back better.
Mr. Pilgrim, certainly appreciate your time and joining us here today on the program on behalf of Parity. Where can one go for more information on Parity, or if they want to work with you in the future, where's the best place online to get further details?
Yeah, you can always visit our website. It's www.paritygo.com. If there's anybody interested that's listening, feel free to send us an email on our sign-up form. We do a free assessment of any building, and we can tell you how much energy you can save and what your CO2 emission reduction would be. And we'd be happy to hear from you.
Sounds like a plan, and thanks for that invitation. Again, listeners, for more details, visit paritygo.com. Mr. Pilgrim, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best.
Great. Thanks, Eric, for having me.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Brad Pilgrim, the CEO and co-founder of Parity, one of the first AI-powered energy management platforms for multi-residential buildings to eliminate energy waste in buildings. And for all the details, once again, visit paritygo.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.